The Grand Council of Fire was a Native American organization that published this argument in 1927, and this is an edited version. The way American history has been taught is unfair to our people, the American Indian. History books call all white victories battles and all Indian victories massacres. The battle with Custer, an American soldier who was killed with all 100 of his men while attacking Native Americans, has been taught to school children as a fearful massacre on our part. We ask that this, as well as other incidents, be told fairly. If the Custer battle was a massacre, what was Wounded Knee? When U.S. soldiers killed about 250 Native American men, women, and children. History books teach that Indians were murderers. Is it murder to fight in self-defense? Indians killed white men because white men took their lands, ruined their hunting grounds, burned their forests, destroyed their buffalo. White men penned our people on reservations, then took away the reservations. White men who rise to protect their property are called patriots. Indians who do the same are called murderers. White men call Indians treacherous or traitors. But no mention is made of broken treaties on the part of the white men. White men say that Indians were always fighting. It is only our lack of skill in white men's warfare that led to our defeat. And Indian mother prayed that her boy be a great medicine man rather than a great warrior. It is true that we had our own small battles, but in the main we were peace-loving and home-loving. White men called Indians thieves, and yet we lived in frail skin lodges and needed no locks or iron bars. White men called Indians savages. What is civilization? Its marks are a noble religion and philosophy, original art, stirring music, rich story and legend. We have these, then we are not savages, but a civilized race.